drops it the exact same time.
We just Bill Nye.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice,
where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
If you've got a question but you're scared to ask, just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
All right, on the show today. Oh, we got you guys. Our Patreon's blowing up. Thank you very much. Go to patreon.com/... whatever it is. Black and White
forward
Advice.
Slash.
Forward slash. Black and White Advice. We're very close to sending Phil to his first ever punk rock show and throwing him in a mosh pit.
We're looking at the band now. There are a couple options we're looking at, but I've always wanted to stage dive, so that's the first Patreon.
How old are you? 6'2".
Okay, all right.
I got three shows I'm going to coming up, no matter what. I'm going to see a band called Nerf Herder, a band called The Dead Milkmen from Philly, and a band called The Queers. And so
we're not going to see The Queers.
We're going to see The Queers.
I want you to know that right now.
The Queers are badass.
I'm not stage diving in a room full of Queers.
If the shows are lined up, if we can hit 250 a month, which only takes five more people putting in $20, and then we're going, we'll go to whichever one's in the lineup. And giant announcement, May 22nd, we're doing our first ever
live show, baby,
at New York Comedy Club. And if you join our Patreon, you get in for free.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're allowed to announce that.
What do you mean? It's May 22nd.
Right?
We got to promote it.
Okay, cool. No, I mean the free part for the pay. Well, I guess we have to tell people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the show's going to be, it's $25, $25 to $35.
Two drink minimum. You want to get on the Patreon, so all you got to do is pay that two drink minimum with your broke ass.
You throw in $5 on our Patreon, you get in for, you get on the guest list.
Yeah, so just do that.
That's
maybe
a great
even
deal.
Add like a, if they pay $50, then they get a free drink with their ticket.
Then we're just buying them drinks?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. That's
you get that money back, though.
That's a maybe. That's a 100%
maybe.
Don't
let Monroe have us go bankrupt fucking with his ass.
So Bill's doing stand-up. I'm doing stand-up. Joe the Muscle Russell, a.k.a. the Maharishi, is doing stand-up.
He's doing the check spot.
You're MC. You're hosting the show. And then we're going to be taking your Black and White Advice questions live. And we're not recording this. I don't think this should come out as like an episode. This is for the live audience
this
only. For,
yeah, you got to come see this shit.
So come, New York Comedy Club, May 22nd. All right, on the show right now, we got, you know him from the Tonight Show, from the last OG, Inside Amy Schumer, That Damn Michael Che Show, everybody, Monroe Martin, how you doing?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, y'all.
Yo.
How are you doing?
From his performances in Shanghai, China.
That was fun, man.
Suzhou, China, Wuxi, China. We
did a tour
together.
Yeah. He brought me out there, Kung Fu Comedy.
We've known each other for like 10 years.
Yeah, I know his whole Mr. Softy story because he owned that. Like,
yeah, he told me. I just found out he was trapping.
You don't know, this motherfucker was
trapping out the ice cream. He was a big worm.
And then got muscled out. Then these motherfuckers muscled him out.
He told me.
Yeah, the government.
How dare you sell ice cream over here?
That's crazy. Yeah. Should have gone done coke.
They kicked me out. You can't. I might as well have.
Should have just sold coke. The way they treated you, I'd have sold the big shit.
You're getting kicked out anyway.
Yeah, let's sell opium. Fuck it.
So what was it like? I've been trying to, because Phil wants to go to China.
You should go. It's
as
really
a black
dope
guy
experience.
In China, what's it like for a black man in China? Phil wants
feels
to
so
go.
Safe. Probably the safest so you've ever been.
You're 7 feet taller than everybody.
No, but not even that. Like, you're never looked at like you're like a predator or a criminal or some shit. Only thing you got to worry about, everybody touch you.
Because they want to see
everybody,
Everybody touches you?
Everybody touches you. Because when I decided to like walk around by myself during the day, you know what I mean? And like, I would just be walking. I didn't tell you that, but yeah, I'll just be walking. If I'm in line, so I might get close enough and it'll be like this. What the fuck?
This is some show and tell
shit.
Yeah,
just like this.
Just to see what you feel like?
Yeah, just to feel it.
Why is your skin black? That's crazy.
Yo.
I follow a couple of like accounts of black people that live in China, and they're always like, why is your skin dirty? And I'm like, dirty?
Get the fuck out
the
of here.
The fuck? Yeah, they were just very curious. They thought it was dirt. And I'm like, so y'all don't never see no Negroes. That's crazy as hell.
Yo, it's so weird. I went to the Great Wall with, there was like somebody who I was hanging with out there.
With Andy, maybe?
No, it was the flight It was a flight attendant. It was a flight attendant.
You
I
was
met.
Kicking it with the
I
flight
told
attendant.
You that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because I asked you if I can bring her.
I forgot about
that. I was
this.
Like, yo, can I? Like, because you was like, yo, you want to see the Great Wall? And I'm like, yeah, but I got somebody.
I met a flight attendant.
On the 16-hour flight, you met a flight attendant. This is some rush hour shit.
I go in.
And then she was like, and she just like, cooked it with you.
So,
it's the wildest request I've ever had as a comedy producer. Hey, so can I get two of everything?
Yes.
But you was kicking it.
I was kicking it. So I just met her on the plane. She was being flirty. I'm flirting. So she was just like, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm over here for comedy, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, like, do you know anybody? I'm like, nah, but like, how long do you stay? Like, you flying right back? She was like, no, I can stay for however long I want. So I was like, bet, WhatsApp. That was the first time I ever downloaded WhatsApp. And it was on.
My boy was on that dim sum.
You got it.
He had a pork bun.
She was a black chick from Paris.
I'm thinking she was Asian this whole time.
No.
Oh, okay. That's
But I did hook up with an Asian chick at the show that we met. The John that's like, I remember walking there and she's like, why'd you walk? But it was
you
like,
walked to the comedy club and home?
Yeah, but it was like, I'm trying to remember which show this was, because this one was like in the on like the side of like some weird road and shit.
Probably
like,
you know, Shanghai.
It was raining that day. I don't think it was Shanghai.
It's probably like one of the triads hangouts.
We went to
it was a bar. It was the only like bar because the rest of them were
Suzhou.
Like
Suzhou. That was in Suzhou.
Yeah,
because
I thought Suzhou was in Korea.
No, that's Soju, which is a drink.
That's Soju.
A drink in
Suzhou,
Korea.
Hanzhou.
Suzhou's a city where my wife is from. It's where I lived for 12 years.
But it didn't count because she was Canadian. She was Asian, but she's Canadian.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was all excited. And she was like, oh, I'm from Canada, but I moved here.
Bummed out.
And I'm like, this don't count.
Mr. Monroe, I was not familiar with your game. So
oh, dog.
My dude, boy.
Our tours were pretty
before
good.
Before I got married, dog, I was shaking the move.
Hey, that's that Philly bull. You know what I mean?
I will tell you, we thought when we started booking this tour, it was like 2012. And we're like, I don't know if anyone's going to want to come do this.
Why'd you stop booking the tour? Because they kicked you out of the country?
Yeah. Yeah. The tour went on 2 years longer after I left, but I moved to New York to do stand up to do it.
Ice cream gate.
But but when we started booking it, we're like, no, I don't know who's gonna want to come to China and do this thing. The first comic who did it just hooked up the entire time, and then he went back. He was an LA comic. Went back to LA, just told every single comedian. We were flooded with calls of guys who like, when can I come? When can I come? Agents are like, I got 9 of my clients wanting to go do your tour.
Bring it back.
And then
Bring
the New York back. Comics came, and then they told everybody. Yeah. And then it was...
What would it take came for you to get it back?
What would it take? It would probably take the government going back to what they were in 2012.
They don't allow stand-up anymore.
No, you can't say whatever you want. Because I remember after every show, hey, so there's some people. No, before show, there's some people in the crowd, and they may be spies, so no jokes
That's
about
terrible.
The
But then it went from there maybe to, oh, there are, and we're all kicked out of the country. You know, not me. I didn't get kicked out for that. I didn't, but.
Are
I
you really banned out. From the country right now?
No. I didn't get kicked out of the country. My business got taken away. But I know people who did get banned from the country for saying the wrong thing. People were put on... banned from doing stand-up for 6 months at a time. It went from totally cool, like when you were there, it was basically just, hey, just don't say anything bad about this one specific topic, which you probably is not going to be part of your act anyway.
Yeah.
And then everything else is fine. And then like 3 years later, there was raids during shows and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
it was a good time, though. I'm telling you, a lot of black people. I met so many black people that were just expats, and they were like teachers and shit. And it was fun. I had a good time.
See, I want to go, with y'all scare me now. Like, cause I'm because you know, I'm gonna say I start drinking. I'm gonna say some bullshit. I'm like,
well, you just can't say it on stage.
You can't say it on stage.
You can't say it on stage. If you talk and you can like,
and if somebody's like, I'm from the Shanghai Daily newspaper, you don't say it into a microphone either.
I'm gonna be like, fuck kimchi.
But you,
I think that's probably
Korean,
fine.
Yeah, right?
That's Korean.
Yeah,
I think they'll be cool with that.
I think
they'll be like, we agree.
The wrong place. They're like, yeah,
they'll totally agree with you.
I'm going to say this, though, as long as it's like one of those places where if you stick to your set, you'll have the most fun. Like if you just go, let me do what I do everywhere, you're going to have more fun than if you'd be like, let me riff and see. Yeah,
gotcha.
You'll have way more fun because they appreciate that shit.
Okay.
Even like people would do New York jokes, and at half the crowd, these are like expats living in Shanghai. They've been around the world. They've all been to New York. Yeah. They know the difference between Brooklyn and Queens and Manhattan, you know?
Listen, just something to think about. Black and White. Shanghai edition.
You'll have a great show.
We do one live show over there.
As long as we're on our best behavior, we might be able to do it.
Turner, what is me? What do you got to worry
about? No, I like how you'll, out of ignorance, you'll be fine. You'll be like, fuck Kim Chi. And they're like, yeah. I don't like sushi either. Neither do we.
And what's the deal with Confucius? Whoa.
Dude, I bought. Remember that one show? I basically gave the money back that you gave me because I did the whole shots thing.
You bought a round of shots for like the whole bar.
Yeah. And then at the end, they got the bill. I was like, damn, I just performed here for free.
Oh, man.
Oh, you was feeling rich.
Yeah, I thought I was. So,
but that was confusing because like in the city, I lived in Suzhou, which is an hour away from Shanghai. And in Suzhou, which is also a big city, it was like Philly to New York City. In my city, you could buy a round of shots. Shots were $1.
Yeah.
So people would, for their birthday, buy literally 100 shots for the bar. And then it'd be fine. But when you got to Shanghai an hour away, shots were like $8.
Yeah.
So you just had to be careful.
God damn. I still turned up. But like, nobody knew.
Is this an American?
Oh, like, you should have bought those last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Good time, though.
Y'all, that was a blast, man. All right. Well, we got questions. And I know we got to get in and out. Should we get to our questions?
Let's get straight to it.
All right. We will be right back, everybody, with your Black and White Advice questions and answers.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout-out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back. First question comes to us from Tony in Eugene, Oregon. He says, I'm 19 years old and black. I just joined the Sigma Chi fraternity at University of Oregon. Whoa.
You went white?
He went to a white
fraternity. Went to a white fraternity at a white school?
That's where you messed up.
Yeah, like they ain't got Q-Dogs at motherfucking Oregon? What you doing? Alphas? Kappas?
He goes, this is my first full-on experience with white dudes. Why do all white guys play acoustic guitar?
Stop worrying about what the fuck they do, Tony. We concerned about your ass.
Yeah, why'd you join a white fraternity?
All them interest meetings you could have gone to, and you seen them fucking khaki shorts, was like, this is me.
This is me.
That is crazy as hell.
Do they even got a step?
No.
What is a step?
Absolutely.
You see what I'm talking about?
Well, I didn't join it. I wasn't in a fraternity.
They stroll, they step. You never seen them step. Hey. Yeah, I don't want to throw up the hooks. Yeah, I almost got beat up.
I don't know them either.
You know, black fraternities, they step. They stroll.
No.
Man. You've never seen a step team?
No, white fraternity. I don't think I have. Embezzle.
Wait, what is it? What is a step?
Get away with sexual assault. That's all they do. Step teams, like, I will have to look it up after the show. I'm sure people are really disappointed. You know, one thing I get from everybody that does listen to our shit, that they're like, I'm always shocked at what Turner doesn't know about black people. I'm like,
he lived in fucking China.
I said, he hasn't had a lot of experience with black people. They're like, but some of the things that he says is like mind blowing. I said, no, it is. Sometimes I'm shocked too. That's why I'm like, damn.
You just said kimchi was Korean food.
And I think, first of all, there's nine black people that even know what kimchi is in general. So, I mean, let's get off me. But stepping is like, you ain't never seen Stomp the Yard. You ain't never. I'm going to show you. I'll show you after this.
All right.
Yeah. Damn, I don't even know how to break it down.
Yeah, it's like you step.
It's like marching.
So you remember what those Samoans were doing at like.
Oh, like the haka?
It's that, but for college black people.
And it's not because there's way more rhythm. I don't want to say rhythm because the Samoans, they're nice with that shit and I like it. But stepping is a little different.
It's a little bit more smoother.
And everything's on beat and all the claps come together, all the stomps are together and it makes
I've seen that.
You have definitely.
See, the Samoan thing is for warriorship. This is for the bitches.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That was my question.
For the bitches.
What's the context? at like a,
for me to show you that my fraternity is better than yours, and the better I step, the more hoes I get. And,
yep. It's coordination, but, it's style.
Yeah, if you can step, you can fuck.
And
yeah.
You just walk through a college campus doing it? Or when would it be done?
It's on the yard.
It's at the step yard shows, it's fraternity parties and stuff.
Okay. The Q-dogs,
even at
they
regular
stroll.
Fucking parties. Yeah. Living in Philly, they would just come to the club and be,
they all got their jackets on with their green letters. Yes. Yeah. I went to an HBCU. It was a real big deal at my college.
I went to a community college, but I partied around like Temple and stuff.
Yeah, white fraternity. Why does everybody play the acoustic guitar? Because y'all have pretty much lost every other type of musical genre. Yeah. And so the acoustic.
I know the answer. It's the easiest. You can learn like three chords in 30 minutes.
And then you say, Tim.
And then you use it to try to get laid. Yeah. It's like actually, people who actually play an instrument. I grew up playing drums. If you play a real instrument, you're not playing it at a party.
And the problem I have with white people in the acoustic is they're never that good.
Nah.
They're like, oh shit, hold on.
No, they're terrible.
Hold on, fingers. Like, just play Guitar Hero, motherfucker. What are you doing?
We know professional musicians, they're not playing at a party.
They don't break it out. It's like being a comedian. Someone's like, say something funny. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
It's the street joke of comedians.
Exactly.
Is the acoustic guitar.
Damn. That's my biggest, just to the point now, I lie a lot. People are like, what do you do? I don't even say comedian because I almost hate it because they're like, you don't seem that funny. Yeah. I'm like, what am I supposed to seem like? Am I supposed to be a fucking clown?
Tell me a joke.
Do I amuse you?
Turn into Joe Pesci. That's literally where it said. I'd just be mean.
I just be like, nah, I'm good.
Right. And they're like, you're not a real comedian. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Fine. Yeah. I always say, like, what do you do? They're like, I'm an accountant. I'm like, do my taxes.
Yeah, let's do some run numbers.
Do
right
your
now.
Work right yeah. now.
The fuck? No.
Anyway, they do it to get laid. That's my answer.
Yeah. I agree.
And I don't even know if it works on that.
It got to work in order for people to do it in that high of numbers.
I guess it does.
And acoustic guitars aren't cheap. So to get one to be bad at, it's pretty crazy.
You can get like a $50 one at a pawn shop.
Really?
Yeah. You can.
What if you're a ukulele dude?
Electric
guitar. Can't get acoustic guitar.
I think ukulele is more
or
impressive.
Or a banjo.
Actually, you're right.
Ukulele is more impressive than an acoustic guitar.
It's easier to learn, but it's more unique. At least, like, maybe you're Hawaiian or something. You know what I'm saying? They're like,
I don't know how to play, like, trap songs and rap songs. Because everybody like that shit when you're, like, when you take an instrument that isn't hip-hop adjacent and then do some cool
Let me tell you something. If I could fiddle, I'd fiddle a bitch right out them drawers.
Wait. What does, Lalo. What does what's the...
Lizzo?
Yeah, Lizzo play.
The flute. Oh, yeah, she was just, she had Megan Thee Stallion twerking when she was playing. Okay, yeah, okay, I said, she's a flute lady. Yeah. She loves that woodwind.
I've never seen a dude get laid playing a flute.
No, well, because they're looking for dick.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe they do then.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Maybe they do. Next question. Mark in Denver, Colorado. Oh, this is in reference to our last episode.
Okay.
He goes, last episode, Turner told a story of him and his friend being the only white guys at a Bob Marley festival and the whole crowd of black people cheering for O.J. Simpson when he came on stage. Then his friend said to him, I'm Jewish. I'll be fine. You need to get out of here. Something like that. My question is, can black people really tell the difference between Jews and white Gentiles? I'm white, and honestly, I can't tell the difference.
Wow, that got absolutely. Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
The nose goes.
Really?
That.
I couldn't until I moved to New York a couple years ago, and even that, I get it wrong a lot.
It depends.
The yarmulke gives it away.
No, but not all Jews just wear yarmulkes.
Oh, they ain't real then.
Dark hair is usually like dark hair. What else?
Nosy.
It's the tint of the skin. Like, you really find like that light Jew. Like, are you Jewish?
No. But see, like, you got it wrong. You thought
he's probably Italian. Yeah. You're Italian, and they look the same. So I can be like
Russell, the Italian name.
It's not his real last name.
But they have the similar look.
His name's
like
Joe,
Andrew Dice Clay.
He's Joe Leibowitz.
Yeah.
But it's like the curly hair, kind of dark features.
What percentage do you think you hit at?
I'm at least batting like 85%.
On knowing Jews?
I can either be like, you Jew, or that feels weird.
You Jew,
or you Italian. But if you're like a Middle Eastern Jew, I can nail it all the time.
We should do a game on here, Jew or not a Jew.
Yeah.
Jew or no Jew?
Yeah, at some point in the future episode.
So I'm never going to get an agent. Got it.
Okay. What do you think?
Oh, I just call
You can
them,
tell?
I call them all Jews.
Just all white people Jews?
You can tell, man.
Jews. All right.
They proud of that shit, too.
Yeah,
of course.
No, they ain't not gonna hide it.
Yeah, of course.
They feel like they're the chosen. Yeah. They let you know pretty quick.
Yeah.
So if you guess right too, like choose. Yeah.
The other thing is, I would tell you, people have thought I was Jewish at certain times in the past. I don't think, but it's never offended me.
I don't see it.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. It's only when I moved to New York and started doing comedy.
You're like Hitler's and then wet dream.
There's a certain amount of people. I'm not blonde though.
Blue eyes. Oh, you're dirty blonde.
No, it's brown hair. But there was a certain amount of people who just put comedian New York City together. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, people think I'm Jewish. I'm fine. Like, if you, as a white guy with no real, you want something. You know
what
I mean?
From? We're part of in New York or in PA.
Cali. Oh, I'm from Sacramento, Cali? California.
Yeah, even Cali.
Yeah, Northern California. Yeah. It's just.
I was trying to see what type of like. Why is this like?
They ain't got them up there.
Caucasus nothing. Mountains was like
Caucasus.
This,
nah,
what? Like Caucasus Mountains? Mountains? You talking about the Balkans? Or something?
Yeah. Like where are you
Vladdy
from?
I mean, Vladdy and Peja played for the Kings. So
Vladdy where are you from? Like, was, you don't, wait,
Vladdy Divac was a Jew?
No.
We're talking about like straight Caucasians.
What? Yeah. They're English. Just nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's no real.
Just first set.
Baltic.
Where? There's no crew. Everybody, like, he's got, what do you say? He's Italian?
He's Italian.
He's got Columbus Day. There's. I'm not saying I'm saying any identity.
That's not something
would be,
to be proud of. I'm going to tell you that right.
Yeah, but it is
got
for
Columbus
Italians.
Day.
Are you kidding me? Italians love it.
They do. Yeah, I forgot. They don't care about that. But yeah. Everybody else is like, that's fucked up.
It would be great to. So when people think I'm Jewish, I'm like, there's part of me that goes, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So? It's probably not the ideal time to join right now. Worldwide, you know, with what's going on in the world.
It's not the hottest topic.
But either way, it would be fun to do something.
Damn. Yeah, it's pretty crazy all together right now.
So you guys can tell. That was
new. Yeah.
I kind of have like inklings, but I don't ever like voice it on like, that nigga probably Jewish. And then after he get up to go to the bathroom when the bill come, I'm like, he definitely Jewish.
Once the stand-up set starts and 3 seconds in, they mention they're Jewish.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, we get it.
Next question.
Right. Are we going through these questions?
Well, you got somewhere to be, Mr. WWE.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Going to Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw on Netflix.
Is The Rock going to show up, you think, or Stone Cold?
If I ever saw Stone Cold, I'd lose. To Raw, probably not, but like WrestleMania is next month, so probably.
That would be
sick. Can you say who you're going with on air or not?
I'm going with Jay and a couple other people.
Yeah. Michael Che, everybody.
Yeah, we're wrestling. Saturday There's like a whole community of comedian wrestling
they
fans.
They are big wrestling
And we
people.
Like really go and like hang out and have a good time. It's a great show.
So it is gonna
You
be-
see a good mixture of like comedy. When you're watching wrestling, you can hear the writing. You can be like, oh, all right.
Wait, they have writers?
Absolutely. Yeah. Dan St. Germain is a writer, I believe.
No.
Yeah.
For WWE?
Yeah,
they have comedians writing for
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, Patrice O'Neill used to write.
Can we get a gig
it?
For that? How do you get? How
you
do
gotta
I turn,
submit.
How do I turn a writing packet in for WWE?
You go, I don't know. I've never tried.
Stanford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's their headquarters. Andrew Goldstein. Do you know Andrew?
Yeah, I'm Andrew
Jewish.
Goldstein. He was writing there for
Jewish.
A very long time.
He wrote for him for a long time. That's how he got to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then he writes on everything now.
Yeah. Nah, it's really, I'm telling you, it's a really good show. When you go to wrestling matches, it's instant gratification. When the motherfucker music come out, and I mean, comes on, they walk out, the audience lets you know if they like them or hate them or don't give a fuck. And you either need to be loved or hated.
Is that predetermined?
No, the audience.
Oh, so that's true.
That's genuine. Because the audience can be like, we don't fuck with this, so we not saying nothing. We not booing you. We not even making no noise. We just watching you walk to the ring and do your thing. Like, you either want to get applause or booed. Cause that's heat.
Yeah.
Like if they're booing you, that means they're reacting to what you're doing in your character.
Back when Triple H was out, they used to boo him. I mean, it was like, so you can suck.
He's in charge now. Shit. Yeah. He runs the whole thing.
Yeah. He's the head of creative.
He married Vince McMahon's daughter, and now he's like the head of WWE.
Yeah.
He lives in Connecticut.
So him and The Rock. The Rock is a part of the board of TKO Holdings, so it's like it's owned by the Saudis. But the Rock.
Saudi Arabia owns WWE?
Yeah.
Wrestling?
Yeah. That's why they keep going back and forth to like Saudi Arabia to do like
is
the great American, not the greater, but the greatest Royal Rumble. Like every year they have like a couple of pay-per-views
over
that
there.
Are over there.
Okay.
And I think The Rock is like on the board to make sure that it's like still like has like an American influence on the business.
And let the women wear their hair out during the matches. And
oh no, they still got to dress up. They still got.
They covering like, the WWE women.
Yeah, they make them wear like longer tights and stuff.
Really?
But, yeah.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be mad as hell.
Like, let's say Tiffany Stratton, she usually wears like a booty out a little bit. Over there, she'll have to wear like longer pants and stuff.
So I'm coming to see and Tiffany stuff. And I ain't got no titty meat. You in a hijab.
No titty
I'm
meat. Mad as no, hell. Not a hijab. No,
not in New York City though, right?
No, in New York, they dress how they want to. But in like Saudi Arabia and all those other like more like, what do you say, conservative countries?
Yeah.
They got to be a little covered up, but not like a hijab type thing. But no, it's a thing, because there's also Christians over there, too.
They killed him.
What do you mean?
I heard they stoned the Christians.
Yeah.
That's what I
heard. I don't think everyone who's Middle Eastern is Muslim, like Christianity.
But those are Muslim countries, yeah.
Damn.
Andrew Goldstein was telling me that when he worked at the WWE, he was a writer, you know? Mm-hmm. But you're in an office. You're in, like, a cubicle.
Yeah.
And he said that Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, would hire retired wrestlers just to give them a job because they'd have to retire early to get hurt. So just to come work in the headquarters. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, like you'd be walking in a cubicle and like Hacksaw Jim Duggan would be on the phone being like, yeah, we need like more 10 more paper orders, you know, just doing like real
how the mighty have fallen
menial. Like the $1 million man would be at the water cooler, like, you see the football game yesterday, holy cow, the Eagles.
Oh yeah, I need Chipotle for the whole office.
And a couple of Slim Jims.
That's the voice you need to be doing. Fuck do. Rush.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You should be Macho Man every episode.
Who the hell would Rush Limbaugh sound like? I was like, who's that?
Who the fuck is Macho
That's
Man?
The worst when you do an impression. Everybody's like, huh?
A little extra guac.
Who's that? Christopher Walken?
That's my Macho Man.
That's Macho Man Randy Savage. No,
come on, dude. He was just.
You got it?
His was way better.
You got it?
No selling me.
Who? Yeah.
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 The cream of the
cream of the crop. You put some cream on the side. Yeah, you're neglecting like the raspy, like, ugh, like you shitting.
I loved him.
Like you straining.
That's when the cocaine was pure.
Yeah.
Do you sit front row when you go to these things?
You do.
I've sat everywhere. I've sat front row. I've sat in like suites. You're good anywhere.
It's fun in the suites too.
It's fun in the suites. It's better on the floor because like you can like be around other people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You can be around like a dad.
This is a real billionaire issue.
Who you think likes wrestling more, white people or black people?
Black people.
Really?
Really?
Absolutely. Come on now.
I was going to go Trailer Park White People.
Ric Flair because of his, like, black people loved Ric Flair.
How did Ric Flair?
Well, he's a Rolex wearing.
Exactly. I think that when the character is really over, it's because he's transcending race. Like, you got to think of people love Ric Flair. They love black people love Stone Cold.
Yes.
Black people love Triple H and DX. You know what I mean? Like, we can really.
The Rock was our guy, too.
Yeah, Rock was
your
our
Rudy
guy.
Your Rudy Pooh candy
back
ass.
And even back then, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. Forgot.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Yeah, the way he used to talk to Rick, he said.
Yeah.
So, I think hard you times. Ain't over until you got the black influence.
Who were the big. The biggest black wrestlers. Who am I?
Farooq.
Booker T.
Coco Beware.
Coco Beware. Junkyard Dog.
Oh, Junkyard Dog.
Did we take Rikishi?
Ahmed Johnson.
Was Rikishi considered black or was he Samoan?
Yo, Samoans kind of
black. Black, come on, dog. He was kind of a...
Like,
you know what I mean?
Pop locking and shit.
Yeah.
So I
gave him his nick card. I was like, he black as shit.
They going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
There's Samoans that be dropping that shit hard.
Yeah, because they
were... Hey, that hard. You like, you Puerto Rican?
I seen one episode. I forgot. It was somebody's podcast, and God, I forgot. But Rikishi did his ass thing where he put but somebody said he had just taken a shit.
Kurt Angle.
Yes, and he said Kurt it was Angle. The nastiest smell. Yeah. And I like almost vomited watching it. Oh, I said it was Dookie in the G-string.
Yes. That's it. See? So that's where it's like, even if it's fake, somebody's really sticking their ass
it's
in your poo-poo. Face.
With real streaks in
real
this shit.
Real streaks.
And that's a big ass. Yeah, he weighed about 450.
I hate that move.
I would have thrown up.
I hate that move. You don't like a poo-poo butt in your face?
Fucking just taking your ass and gotta slamming
your groceries and shit in front of 30,000 people.
That's not a good move.
You don't want to be. You don't want to be front row. You want to be in the box for that move. Not. In front
I've never
row.
Rooted for that move. I've never been like, oh, he did it. He put his ass in his face. Up. No, I'm like,
is
why?
There anybody around you who's like, yes,
dude? I mean, for Rikishi to make that his go-to move now, and it's a move that's like done a lot in the WWE.
People stealing
like,
bits.
By like the girls do it a lot more.
Okay.
Right, like Rhea Ripley does it.
Give me the front if you don't do it.
Right? Rhea Ripley does it, but there's dudes that do it, but they call it like a hip thing where they'll just like run and like slam.
And to be clear, this move you're talking like about is you just rub your butt cheeks.
You put
in
it right
this.
Here.
It's
just
disgusting.
It.
Yeah. I hate the spitting.
Hey, wait, and this
and
isn't
I hate
real?
The butt shit.
That's not a real.
No, you are. Your nose is really in that ass. Yeah.
Oh my
you know,
God.
Ain't no CGI.
Ain't
no goddamn. The fucking dental dam in between your
this
face and
is
their
face
ass.
To face
this is
with a sphincter.
From when I was a kid.
Yeah, it ain't the same wrestling.
Nah, I don't fuck with it. I don't fuck with the spit because there's like wrestlers that do like moves where they have like dye in their mouth and then they spit it into the face of the wrestler. I'm like,
you spit
it on the dude.
It gets real now. It's now
real.
It's real wrestling.
Yes.
Because I'm going to really fuck you up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, there ain't no. We're done playing.
Because
he didn't write that into the script. Hey, that's on you. You fucking, you improvised.
Andrew Goldstein did not write out spitting
you
that guy.
You improvised spitting in my face. Now I got to improvise whooping your ass.
XL Jim Duggan's like, I don't see that anywhere.
Where
here.
The fuck is they spitting ass cheeks? What?
Spitting ass cheeks? This is sex.
Now, what wrestlers do black people not like? Like, what about
Hulk Hogan?
Hogan?
Yeah. He lost his cool
really?
Point.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, and Hulk think it's because he's Republican, and that's not true.
He's only recently Republican that we
but
know.
But Undertaker's Republican, Kane is Republican, any of those Texas wrestlers are Republican.
Stone Cold's probably
so
Republican.
What is it about?
Stone Cold's definitely
but he is
Republican.
Our guy. Yeah.
So then why not Hulk? What is
because
it
Hulk did the whole racist rant, remember, with the whole thing with his daughters.
I don't remember.
Well, Brooke,
yeah, like Brooke, a okay. Yeah, like a rant, a racist rant.
Okay.
Then I think it was just like some other shit that had to do with wrestling, where he didn't want, he was against them unionizing because a lot of wrestlers don't get taken care of.
After
like
the
if they're yeah.
Well, of course he doesn't want a union. He's
guy,
number one.
Yeah.
If they're not the top guy, they're probably like uninsurable and all that.
Yeah.
Shit. So
alcoholics and shit. Yeah. I mean, we hear how Ric Flair was living. Yeah. If he wanted to, he was a top guy and still almost went broke.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
almost. He definitely was broke a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so it's like,
should we do one more?
We got one more.
Yeah,
one more question. Then we got to get you to Raw.
Raw Monday Night Raw. I don't know. I said it like that.
I like it.
Courtney in Palo Alto, California. She says, "My boyfriend is black and refuses to go skydiving with me.
I'm with him.
It's a trap."
He also claims that black people don't skydive. In quotes. I'm so happy I found this show because I need to ask, is that true or is he just not as tough as he wants people to think he is?
Oh, watch your mouth.
Watch your goddamn mouth.
Right, the fuck? First of all, fuck no. That is a black thing. Now, I know a couple of brothers who have been skydiving. I'm going to let Monroe take it after me, but
I've never done it.
I've never done it. My mama did it on her fucking 50th birthday. She was like, next time you got to go. I said, baby, I'm
50th?
Yeah, I'm black. There's enough ways for me to die on this street right here. I can just be on the corner and get my ass killed. So why the fuck am I going to go as high as Jesus to see if the parachute works? What are we doing, bro? No.
I agree.
Sports are for white people.
I think so. Skydiving specifically, I don't understand it. I've never been in my life. I'm never going to go in my life. I have no interest in just maybe dying.
Free falling?
Right.
And I'm terrified of heights. I am terrified, like actually terrified.
What do you think?
I'm not.
Would you do it?
I want to do it, but I gotta go with a person that specializes in like Shaq size people.
Oh, you mean like Big Nick?
Yeah.
I do 6'5 and above. Yeah.
I need to see
you. Yeah, he's going to give you a 5'2".
No, for real.
And you just pull him down faster.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'5 and like 280.
You
got to
be 6'7".
I need somebody. I need that gigantic parachute. I need that
person. Gigantic parachute?
Like a parachute.
You think that they need the parachute needs to be bigger the bigger you are?
Absolutely.
I would be a little fucked up because you know you're strapped to the front of the guy's chest.
Yes.
So imagine if Monroe big ass get up in there and they're like, this is our best guy and he's 5'4". And he's like, I've never done it before, but shit. Be fine. Next thing you know, like we're free falling faster than we've ever.
He's like a little Filipino.
No.
He's like, what are we doing?
It's Pacquiao.
Absolutely, fuck that.
I need a specialized in big.
Like this is the biggest parachute we have.
I need a big and tall skydiving.
You just want to be like a blimp.
You might need to go skydiving with the Air Force or something. I don't know if they gonna do that on a regular shit. Yo, that's crazy. I never thought of it like that. Yeah.
So I had some buddies who were two bigger guys, and they went skydiving, and they said the whole flight up, the pilot, you know, the pilot takes you up, and he was like, wow, this is crazy. It's never taken this long to get to this altitude. And so they said it took 30 minutes longer to get.
Because they're so heavy.
Because they were so heavy.
See, that doesn't make me feel good.
And it was a tiny plane. You know, they're little planes they put you in.
Don't tell me that shit. Don't tell me no dumb shit like that.
Yeah, because you want, like, a big parachute, because if you get the regular stuff, that shit might.
It just implodes. Yeah. It's like a grocery bag in the
wind. Why are we going so fast?
You blast right through the screen. But don't people... I was terrible at science class, but don't people fall at the same... Doesn't stuff fall at the same speed no matter how much it weighs?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
I think so.
I think it does.
Physics wasn't my thing.
Why we could...
that's a black... Things, that's but... That might be a Joe question.
No, that's not true. Oh, weight definitely, because weight.
Remember the dropping the penny off the Empire State Building?
Yeah, like this
thing?
Bottle will definitely come down faster than that pen.
No, I think the same. Because I think I remember them doing it in science class.
I was going to say, you're going to drop the fucking
don't
glass.
Drop the bottle.
It's just shattered.
Don't.
I was like, yep.
Ready?
Yeah. Same.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Wait, this is like a. Drops it the exact same
time. We just Bill Nye'd.
He just dropped for our listeners, a pin and our bigger.
That was a dope science experiment, right?
Yeah.
That might be the scientist with science. That was some Miss Frizzle shit right there. Inertia.
What's that? Everyone in sixth grade's like, we knew that.
Yeah, dumb.
No, but the paper going fall slower than the pen.
But that's because of the mass. The mass.
But that's what we're saying.
No. It's not because of the mass. It's because
the density.
It's the
surface
way it
area.
Falls.
The surface area is just
great. Okay.
Weight doesn't. So we'll fall at the same speed. So you could skydive.
I still need the big and tall specialist. I need them to call in somebody like, we'll Uber you here. Just get here. We got a couple of them.
The big and tall parachute.
We'll give you two book bags. They got one on his chest, one on his back.
I want somebody, they wake him up, and he's like, all right, I'll be there.
They strap three people to you?
Yeah. I need that. I'm not scared of heights. I'm just like...
Terrified of heights.
I'm terrified of heights.
No, but I'm not.
Actually,
I only bitch out one time.
Shuts me down.
You what?
I only bitched out of something like me and my lady. We went to Cabo and we went to like some sort of cenote, and they were like jumping off this joint that was like 20 feet, and I climbed all the way up there. But the way that it was positioned, like the rocks was like too close to the thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I slip, I'm done. And I just fucking crawled back down. I'm not doing this shit.
See, I can jump and do that because I don't think about it. I'm like, don't be no bitch because everybody's looking up.
The crawl down is too much embarrassment.
But you know what? Went to Dominican Republic with baby moms years ago, and she was like, we got to go parasail. I was like, it's not for me. She was like, Phil, it's a rope. That shit messed me up so bad.
Yeah.
Because all I kept thinking, I was like, if this string breaks, I am over the ocean for the rest of my life.
Dude,
I
saw
300 feet up. Yeah. And the thing is, they were playing with it, so they'd slow down, so you would like drop. I was like, stop fucking with me. Like, I lost it. I lost my mind.
Dude, I don't even want that shit. Don't play with me.
Even in the picture,
just
she's waving.
Just do no regular thing.
She's waving, and I'm just like... I'm so mad. I am so mad. I'm terrified. And then she touched us. Stop fucking touching me.
I saw a parasailing video one time where the wind took off. It did. Their string didn't even, the rope didn't break, but the wind took off and they were too close to the land. And the dude in the parasail flew into the hotel on the beach and literally knocked into the 15th floor of the hotel.
I seen that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You see what the fuck I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's that dumb smart shit.
And that's because they got a person that don't specialize in big people.
What do you...
Because you would know if you was like, oh, all right, we too close. Let's go further out.
We need the extra big.
That's what happens when you go parasailing in Myrtle Beach.
Do you think that we get enough? There's people who don't have thrills in their life at all. You know what I mean? They just go to work, they go home, they go to work, they go home.
I don't get that. You need some sort of thrills.
No
one's getting out of here alive.
We jump in front of crowds every night. Do you think that has something to do with it? We get it somewhere else.
Right.
That might be it.
Everybody going. Everybody's dying.
All right, speaking of going, you got to go. We got one last segment.
One last segment. What's the question?
White lies and dark truths. This is where Joe Russell, he's been fact-checking this whole time. Mm-hmm. Everything we say, he's going to tell us what we got right, what we got wrong.
Okay, I'm calling.
What's up, folks? You guys are talking about guitars. So Fender Guitars did a study and found out that 90% of new guitar players abandon playing within 1 year.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that white guy with the guitar in his apartment, he's probably not even using it.
Yeah.
He's probably not even using it.
Another one. I looked this up. To find out if someone's Jewish, the most respectful and accurate way is to ask them directly.
I think it is.
That's what Google said.
Are you Jewish?
Or just listen for like the phlegminess.
I've never had a Jewish person.
I was going to say the complaints, but the phlegminess is funny.
Slightly ill.
That's so funny.
Also, in 2023, 10 people died skydiving in the United States out of 3.65 million jumps.
Yeah, but they're all on my Instagram feed.
Wait, how many people?
10 out of 3.6. That's less than 0.01.
That's good. That's a good
it's,
margin.
It's the fatality
but
rate.
I'll just be the lucky person.
I
that
know,
fucking
me too.
Straight down.
Yeah.
It's 0.27 per 100,000 jumps, which is the lowest ever recorded since it began in like 1961.
Oh, see, that's the thing. Maybe they're not recording all the deaths.
Well, what they don't tell you is all 10 of those, their parachutes were too small.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Because there's like, look. But they got the regular parachute, then they got that little parachute on top of the other jump. Yeah. So I just need this one to be bigger and this one to be the size of the normal parachute.
You both double the size.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, when you guys are dropping the objects, so yes, in a vacuum, two objects with different masses will fall at the same speed, but like a feather in a bowling ball. But they got to be in a vacuum, like with the paper. It's because of the wind resistance.
That's what I was trying to think of.
That's why it goes slower.
But the pin and then the X, the buzzer drop.
Hit at the same
time. We're not in a vacuum here.
But you know, like a feather, there's wind resistance. That's why a feather goes slowly.
Gotcha.
That's why the paper dropped.
But if it was in a vacuum, the feather and the pin would go the same.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, that's it, guys.
That was it?
That is the show. Monroe's got to go.
And have
get
fun,
to
man.
WWE Raw. We will
Baby
stick
coming?
Around,
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah, June.
We will be right back. For all you Patreon months, subscribers.
How you liking it? Sorry.
Patreon subscribers, stick around. And we got more show. We got bonus questions. Phil and I are going to get right to it. And Patreon subscribers, you get free tickets. You get a free ticket to our May 22nd show. How about that? Pretty cool. Everybody else, join the Patreon so you can get this bonus show. You can get the free ticket to May 22nd. But for now, stay black.
Stay black, motherfucker.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice and give it black and white advice. Black and white advice.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.